Friends, welcome back. Our subject, inventory optimization, is going on, and we now move on to the chapter number 5, inventory ordering systems. In earlier chapters, we saw how to control the inventory, how to analyze inventory, what we have in our hand, and now we should know how to replenish the inventory which is getting consumed day in and day out, how to order, what to order, how much to order, all that also we should know. So inventory ordering systems is also equally important chapter, so we must concentrate on this chapter because it is very important chapter. Objectives of inventory optimization, which we have seen in the chapter number 1, I want to repeat for your benefit the objectives of what all we are doing to study this subject, or by studying this subject. Provide required level of customer satisfaction by fulfilling customer orders on time without any shortages. That means full quantity we must supply in time, minimize all the costs associated with holding and ordering inventory. I have told you already earlier what is inventory carrying cost, that means holding cost, and what is the ordering cost. Ordering, you order, you put more and more orders, your ordering cost will increase. You have more and more inventory, your holding cost increases. We have to minimize all these costs because to benefit our company. So while fulfilling the customer orders in time, we should not forget that holding huge inventory will cut all that benefit what we have achieved. So minimize all the costs associated with holding the inventory and ordering the inventory. And as inventory gets consumed in fulfilling customer requirements, in fulfilling the customer orders, it needs to be replenished. For example, earlier I have given you one example. I have a medical shop and I have sold today 100 packets of Crocin, and now I have only 20 packets of Crocin. Now I definitely need to be replenishing, otherwise tomorrow if the customer comes and if he wants 100 packets or 80 packets or 50 packets, I will have to look down. I will have to cut my sorry face in front of the customer. So I must replenish my inventory. While ordering fresh inventory, the material manager has to decide how much quantity should be ordered. I cannot order, let us say, in place of 100 Crocin packets, I cannot order 1000. How much to order? So that I block my capital least. I must know that. Then, when that order should be placed. For example, today I have sold 100 packets of Crocin. To get the fresh quantity, when I should place the order? When I should have placed the order earlier? All that we should know. Because tomorrow customer is going to come, he may ask for 50 packets, I don't have to cut sorry face, then it is necessary that I must get 100 packets tomorrow morning. Can I get that? That is the question. Because I cannot cut sorry face in front of customer. Underline. So, how much quantity should be ordered? When that order should be placed? All that we must know. Every business unit decides to establish a policy in this regard. Replenishment orders of right lot can be placed whenever the reorder point is reached. Reorder point. What is reorder point? Maximum usage multiplied by maximum lead time. For example, maximum usage is 25 numbers and maximum lead time is 5 days. 25 into 5. That much reorder level. The moment that reorder level is achieved, I must put the next order. You know, the housewife is the best manager. She knows that the sugar in her utensil has come to the reorder level. She always monitors that and immediately gets the fresh stock of sugar. This reorder level is the best thing known by the housewives, and so we never have any stock outs in our house. Reorder level is maximum usage. She knows what will be the maximum usage and she knows what is the maximum lead time. She orders according to. Suppose lead time is 6 months, you should have the material in your stock maximum usage of 6 months. Otherwise there will be stock up. So reorder level is maximum usage into maximum lead time. And then reorder quantity is something called as EOQ, economic order quantity. What is economic order quantity? I am going to explain to you in the coming slides. So we should order economic order quantity when we reach reorder level. In the absence of such a policy, unreasonable quantities will be ordered. When I have to order 100, people will order 500. 500 will come in lying my inventory. That much capital will be locked. So there must be a policy, economic order quantity. There must be a policy, reordering level. And according to that, the orders must be placed. This is number one. Then, there is lot for lot ordering. Lot for lot ordering means under this rule, quantity of the order will be exactly equal to what is required, not more, not less. For this, material managers requires time phase information as material requirement plan, MRP, master production schedule, MPS. Since items are ordered as per exact requirements, there is no surplus inventory. That means if 150 pieces are required, I order 150 pieces and they are sent to the customer. So there is no inventory. It's a highly suitable method to order large value A-class items and practice just-in-time system. Look at this. This slide will explain to you. Gross requirements are 150, 00, 120, 0, 150, 120, 0. Then, since 120 is required and the lead time is 2 weeks, what I do is 120 is ordered exactly 2 weeks earlier. So that when I need planned receipts here, I need 120 here, I get 120 just in time. So, if I have exact gross requirements, 150, I get 150. If there is requirement of 120, I get 120. Then 0, then 150, I get 150. How I get 150? I order 150 2 weeks earlier because that is the lead time. So I get whatever is required by customer, right on time I get. For that, lot, full lot I order 2 weeks earlier because 2 weeks is the lead time. Simple way of ordering, lot for lot ordering. Then, one more policy is fixed order quantity. Reorder point is maximum usage during the lead time plus safety stock. Demand for the item is constant. If demand increases, time interval for placing the order will be shortened. If demand falls, reorder will be according to delayed. Average inventory is safety level plus half of the fixed order quantity. Don't understand? Okay, I will tell you something. Look at this graph. fixed order quantity. You see, here 300 is the reorder point. 300 is the reorder point. Here my stock goes down, immediately I order a fixed quantity. Then there is no fixed interval when I order. It depends on the reorder point. Look at this. Here I order a fixed quantity. Then it goes down and again achieves the reorder point. Again I order a fixed quantity. Then it goes down. Again I order the fixed quantity. Then it goes down, gets consumed, and goes down the reorder level. Again I order the fixed quantity. Every time I order the fixed quantity. But there is no fixed interval. There is no fixed time when I will put the order. I will put the order of a fixed quantity after the stock goes down the reorder level. This is one policy, fixed order quantity. Then, order after fixed interval. Earlier, the interval was not fixed. Now, order after fixed interval. What is this? Is this like this? For example, here there is no reordering level, but interval is fixed. Look at this. Equal interval is there. And I order a quantity in such a way that maximum level is always same. That means I add some quantity to this so that 500 is always achieved. Here I order so much quantity such that 500 is achieved. Then here I order such a quantity, more quantity, so that 500 is achieved. Every time maximum level of 500 or whatever level they want, maximum level is always achieved. So that I order varied quantity but at fixed interval. Quantity is not same, interval is same. And what is the policy? Always maximum level is achieved. 500 here in this example, 500 is achieved. So, orders after fixed interval means some business unit adopt a policy of placing orders after predetermined intervals. They have a minimum and maximum levels. After a fixed interval, say month, the materials manager checks the quantity of an item on hand and order is placed as follows. Order quantity is equal to maximum level minus the stock on hand. Then, quantity will be varying every time. So, this is one more method. Then, economic order quantity. I was talking about economic order quantity. How to calculate economic order quantity? Suppose annual requirement quantity is 10,000, cost per order, that means ordering cost, if it is $2, cost per unit is $8, carrying cost is, let us say, 2%, then annual carrying cost per unit is $16, because 8 into 02, that is 0.60. So how to calculate economic order quantity equal to root of 2DK divided by H. So, it becomes 500 units. Economic order quantity is 500 units. Then, every time economic order quantity is ordered. 500 units is ordered. Fixed order quantity is ordered. This is one way. So, how many number of orders per year will be how much? 10,000 divided by 500. 10,000 is the annual requirement. 500 is the order quantity, so they place 20 orders per year. This is one way. Then, period order quantity, economic order quantity 500 units, annual requirement 10,000, weekly usage is 10,000 divided by 52. Because there are 52 weeks in a year. So what I do is simple, 10,000 annual requirement divided by 52 is 192 units. 192 units are required every week, clear? And what is my economic order quantity? 500. So I do 500 divided by 192, that means about 3 weeks I order 500 quantity after 3 weeks. Fixed order, 500, fixed period, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, 500, 3 weeks, 500, 3 weeks, 500, like that I keep on ordering. So, I have minimum quantity of orders, that is 20, I have minimum economic order quantity also, and I have the interval, and that interval is 3 weeks. What is 3 weeks? Requirement per week is 192. So within 3 weeks, I need 500. So I put a fixed order of 500 after a fixed period of 3 weeks. This is also one more way of period order quantity. Okay, then look at this. Fixed order period, fixed order quantity, it is called as TQ policy. What is T? T means fixed time, Q means fixed quantity. Fixed order period, fixed order quantity. Here I was telling you earlier that every 3 weeks I order 500. Here also, every week I order a quantity. Fixed order quantity. This is one way policy. It's called as TQ policy. Carrying cost, I told you. Cost connected directly with the materials. Obsolescence, deterioration, pilferage, damage, financial cost, taxes, insurance, storage, interest. Inventory carrying cost, how they calculate? Cost of capital, I have already told you this. 10% to 20%, 10% to 14%. Like that, all these loss, breakage, inventory management, depreciation, plant maintenance, disposal, obsolescence, total cost of inventory carrying becomes about 30%. I already discussed with this. Then, ordering cost, cost of placing an order with a vendor, preparing a purchase order, processing payments, receiving and inspecting the material, cost of ordering, machine setup, startup scrap generated. So, all these ordering costs is there. More the orders, more the number of orders, more is the cost. Then setup cost. Cost is common in industry where production takes place in batches. So we have to reduce the setup cost also. This factor stresses the need for large supply of items under production. Economic order quantity, I already told you, 500 units. And here, 7,800 units of LK056. LK056 is one item which is used in John Deere. I am taking one example. Here, I order after every fixed interval of 2 weeks, I order a fixed quantity. 300 units ordered per 2 weeks. That means fixed interval, fixed order quantity. Okay. So, in this case, my average inventory will be 150 units. How? 300 divided by 2. Here, if I order more, for example, every fixed interval, I order 500, so average inventory is 250, orders are placed every 3.3 weeks. That means 3.3 weeks is the interval. And what is the order quantity? 500. So average inventory will be 250. Instead of here, average inventory will be 150. That means one thing you please note, more quantity you order, average inventory will be more. So you have to decide. So if you ask me, I will order 150 units, that is average inventory, 300 units I will order after a fixed interval of 2 weeks. So that my average inventory will be 150 instead of 250. These are the policies, how to order. Because annual ordering cost, order quantity size, if it is more, annual ordering cost will come down. Very clear, you will also understand. Carrying cost will go up if order quantity size is more. Carrying cost will go up. That means if you order more quantity per order, your inventory carrying cost will increase. Ordering cost will come down, but carrying cost will increase. You have to strike a balance. You cannot have carrying cost, because I have told you already, if my margin is 10% and if the carrying cost is 5.95%, I can't afford it. And so, carrying cost cannot be more. And if carrying cost cannot be more, I have to order small quantities and increase the ordering cost. So I have to strike a balance between that. Look at this. This is the graph where order costs will come down if the order size is more, but carrying cost will go up if the order size is more. Just now I told you, two graphs I have combined. Here the graph of the ordering cost, here is the cost of carrying cost. So I have to strike a balance, means then I have to keep this quantity, and this quantity is called as economic order quantity. So I told you, I order 500 pieces after a fixed period of 3 weeks. Why 3 weeks? Because my weekly consumption is 192. So this is one policy. Order economic order quantity after a fixed period of 3 weeks, because 3 weeks I need that much quantity. 500 quantity is required for me, by me, for 3 weeks. So after 3 weeks, order the economic order quantity. Best way. This is one way. Then reasons for modifying EOQ. Sometimes what we have to do, when vendor offers significant price discount, maybe I have to increase the EOQ. Instead of 500, if vendor says, if you order 1000, I will give you discount. Okay, maybe, then you can take a decision. But then inventory carrying cost goes up. EOQ cannot be used if the order size is constrained by capacity limitations. If capacity is not there, then what is the use? Annual demand divided by EOQ. So the EOQ has to be modified to 530, because if the annual demand is 5300 and if the EOQ is 500, it is 10.6, so you can make it to 11, or you can modify the EOQ to be 530 instead of 500. Like that, we have to implement our policy. The vendor may stipulate a certain minimum order quantity acceptable. If that quantity exceeds EOQ, change in EOQ is a must. EOQ may have to be modified to optimize transportation cost. That means theoretical EOQ you may have to modify, looking at the practical situation. I am taking one example of one store called Lakshmi Stores. Okay, what is the speciality in this example? Annual sales is 25,000 bottles. Price of the bottle is 10. Ordering cost is 10. That means if I put one order of bottles, I have to spend 10 rupees. And what is the inventory carrying cost? 20%. In earlier example, it was 29.75%. Okay, in this case, it is 20%. So, as per my formula of 2 decay upon H, root of 2 decay upon H, EOQ becomes 500. That means economic order quantity of 500 bottles is ordered at a time. Economic order quantity of 500 is ordered at a time. Why? Because of this calculation. Understood? Then next. What is the problem now? Supplier has told that, Baba, if you are ordering 1000 bottles instead of 500, 500 is my economic order quantity, but supplier of bottle says to the Lakshmi stores that if you order 1000 at a time, I will give you a discount. I will give you a discount of 2%. If you order 1000 instead of 500. Now, I am in a mess. If I order 1000, my carrying cost goes up. If I don't order, my discount is gone. So what should I do? So I have done this calculation. If EOQ is 500, cost of ordering is 500, cost of bottle is 250,000, so carrying cost is 500, so total cost is 251,000. Okay. How I have calculated carrying cost? 500 upon 2, that is average inventory, into 10 rupees price per bottle, into 20% carrying cost. Total cost is 251,000. And if he gives me discount, the cost is 246,230. Hence there is a saving of 4,770 rupees. So I should take this advantage of discount. That is the way how I correct my policy of economic order quantity. I don't stick to the economic order quantity of 500. I order 1000 pieces because I find that there is a saving of 4770 rupees if I order 1000 bottles. Then how would you know reorder level is achieved? Okay, I have showed you beautiful graphs. The moment the reorder level is achieved, I have to order. But how to know? So there is a system of two bin system. What is two bin system? I keep two bins, one bin here and behind that another bin. One bin here, behind that another bin. The moment this bin is consumed, this bin comes here and this bin goes to the top. The moment the bin goes to the top, the storekeeper comes and replenishes that. So he immediately definitely knows that the reorder level is achieved because this bin comes to the front and this bin is empty, and that means that reordering level is achieved. Automatically he knows. Though the empty bin goes to the top and it is replenished. So it never happens that there is stock out. Never. So it is called as two bin or reserved packet system. Reserved packet system. It's a very, very, very foolproof way of working. Foolproof. Two bin or reserve packet system. I will insist that in your company, whenever you start your company, you must have the two bin or reserve packet system. It is very, very foolproof, very simple system. You should have this system in your company. All the small components have the two bin system. The components are filled in two bins and are kept on the rack and one behind another. The rack has slope similar to FIFO racks. The components are consumed from the FIFO on the out lower level side. Once the components get consumed, the empty bin is kept on the top of the rack. Then there is one more system of Kanban replenishment. That means the moment the part gets consumed, the Kanban card is given to the earlier stage telling him that I need the replenishment. So you know all this Kanban system also. Then perpetual inventory is there. What is perpetual inventory? Inventory is taken regularly for all the A attempts. Every month definitely A attempts are counted. B attempts are also counted. So these are maintained as a part of MRP. Each attempt has a stock card. Entries are arranged for every transaction, receipt and issue, so that stocks on hand are readily available to the materials manager. And if it is an A attempt, immediately he knows that there is a stock out or there is a reorder level achieved. In large business unit, MRP is automated. There is a software. They immediately know, the software tells them that the reorder level is achieved. A list of attempts that have reached reorder level is provided by the system. I don't have to go and search the bins. I don't have to take the perpetual records. The system itself tells me that look, today this is the list of attempts which have reached the reorder level. Then in addition to receipt, issues and balances, perpetual record also indicates quantity on order, quantity assigned against customer and production orders. Perpetual inventory records are like this: when the material comes, when it is issued, and what is the balance. I will give you one more example of Vishnu Stores. Vishnu Store sells 150 lipsticks every day. It buys from Jayant distributors every week. Jayant takes 4 days to deliver lipsticks after the order is received. Based on past experience, Vishnu Stores prefers to have minimum 20 lipsticks in stock as a safety stock, because it can happen that Jayant distributor doesn't supply whatever is the ordered quantity. He supplies late, so he keeps 20 lipsticks in safety stock. The maximum level is reorder level minus minimum consumption into minimum lead time plus reorder quantity, and that means it becomes 1070. Reorder level is 620 days, like 150 into 4 plus 20 as the safety stock. Maximum usage plus maximum into maximum lead time plus safety stock, 620, because 20 is my safety stock. Minimum level is 20. EOQ is 150. Reorder quantity is 1050. So here is the MRP. Cross requirements is 150, 150. These are the weeks. Okay, 150, 150 like that. These are the days, 150 per day. Every day 150. So these are the days. 150, 150, 150. Economic order quantity, on hand inventory is 620, and this is the reorder level. Reorder level, reorder level, reorder level, reorder level. So at, on that day, I order 1050. And I take, gives me within 4 days 1050. That time my stock is already 1070. So I have this, immediately I replenish the stock. Like that, I keep on ordering. When the reorder level is achieved, a fixed order quantity of 1050 is ordered. Fixed order quantity, fixed interval of the order. Fixed interval, fixed order quantity on the economic order quantity basis. He is always getting his 1050 quantity the moment his stock reaches 1070. So then he is able to consume it, and when the reorder level achieved, again one more order goes. So he never has the stock out. He never has the stock out. If this order quantity doesn't reach, he has only 20 pieces in stock. For example, here 170 pieces are only remaining. Here also 170 pieces are remaining. If the order quantity doesn't reach, maybe he will have only 20 pieces on stock. That is the minimum quantity. Okay. Inventory record as per material requirement planning is here. You know, a fixed quantity of 230 is ordered after a fixed interval. What is 230? That is gross requirements. As per gross requirements, the order quantity is fixed. Automatically, by MRP software. Thank you.